Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Creative Business Coach Amy Zelmer on Blog Talk Radio. It's your weekly dose of inspiration for the creative entrepreneur.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Amy Zelmer, and I am the founder of My Creative Biz Coach, and I am your host for today's show. I am a professional photographer and a creative business coach. I'm also an aspiring writer. I recently had an article posted on the Huffington Post, so that's been a pretty exciting week for me. But my goal for today is to help inspire you to grow your business and make more money doing what you love. If you haven't already done so, you'll want to make sure you hop on over to my website, mycreativebizcoach.com, and sign up to receive your free success toolkit. It's called Three Simple Strategies to Supercharge Your Success. It's a short podcast and a worksheet to help you work through these three simple strategies and achieve more success in your business as well as in your personal life. We are all capable of having as much success as we want, but it's truly up to you to supercharge it. So in today's show, we're talking about you really can have only perfect clients. During our live call or even after the show, if you have any questions, feel free to tweet those to me. I'm at Amy Zelmer on Twitter. And I will try and check those out and get back to you guys. And you can use the hashtag perfect client for today's episode. So, you know, I hear from so many clients that I work with when I'm working with other creative professionals. And, you know, they struggle to find a perfect client. You know, they're getting a lot of people in the door that aren't exactly who they want to work with. And so today I want to take some time to talk about perfect clients because it really is truly possible to have only perfect clients. But you need to be really clear and concise on what that is to you. So the first thing we need to do is define your perfect client. And this is just so critically important. And I know that it can seem challenging, but what I want you to do is start thinking about that one or two clients that you have right now that you absolutely love working with and wish that you could clone them 100 times over. I want you to think about what makes you love them so much. What is it about them that you're just so attracted to? And think about things such as how do they dress? Where do they live, work, shop? What do they spend with you? You know, are they paying your full prices? Are they paying for months in advance? You know, how are they spending money with you? What are their personal values? Do they have children or a family? You know, what is it that you love so much about this client? Because there is something there that you are attracting and that they are attracted back to you as well. So you really need to figure this out and focus on it. You know, some of the things on my own personal client list, they're trendy, professional, solopreneur, they're nicely dressed, they're attractive, they're repeat clients, they're clients for life, they rave about me and refer me to people, they know what they want, they never complain, they spend money with no restrictions. They give me referrals on a regular basis who are also perfect clients. They use me for additional services. They cross-promote me within their own business. They enjoy paying me and pay full price. And they want me to be successful and financially abundant as well. You know, and my list is quite a bit longer than this, but this is just kind of the down and dirty version of it to share with you. But I've worked on it for quite a long time. And the list really came about from thinking about three of my absolute favorite clients. I asked myself, what is it about these clients that I love so much? And these particular clients are ones, they don't even blink an eye at my prices. They come in to me every couple months. They're absolutely adorable. They love me. They tell everyone about me. And I really enjoy working with them. I get super excited when I know that they're coming into the studio and I want more of these clients. And they blab about me all over on Facebook. They share my images. They give me lots of praise, you know, and they kind of become a friend. You know, they actually comment on things that I post on Facebook other than just their photos. So I want you to take some time to make a list. Think about those one or two clients that you have and that you love and you want to clone 100 times over. What is it about them that makes them so perfect? I want you to be really super specific. And I don't want you to use any negative words. Don't be using, you know, can't, won't, shouldn't. Use only positive words. So I want you to take a moment to define your perfect client. And then next, you're going to ask yourself, what is it that makes your client tick? So think about what you just described, and then think about what makes these clients tick. What is it that gets them going? You know, what is it that they get excited about? What is it that they value? What is it that makes them tick? And I want you to notice is that when we start attracting people who share commonalities with us. When I look at my list of what makes my client tick, it's a lot of what makes me tick. You know, like attracts like. We attract people we want to be around. And when we put it out there, what it is that we really want to attract, it is probably some similarities of what they want to be attracted to you with as well. People like to be around people that they're like and they're familiar with. Your perfect clients want to find you. They want to find someone that they have something in common with. So get really super specific. You know, every time I give you a project, and, you know, you're going to hear this over and over again, that I want you to get super specific. But that is so critical when we are trying to attract things into our lives and our business. When we're vague, we get vague clients. Right? You know, when we're super specific, we're going to get exactly what we're looking for. So now, the third thing to think about is, you know, it's only fair that we have expectations that our clients should want from us. So in order to attract that perfect client, we need to be putting it out there what they want from us. You know, attracting clients is a two-way street. They have to know what we want them to expect from us as well as what we expect from them. So, for example, you know, it's important to put it out there what they're going to get from you. You know, how long is your session? How many outfit changes if you're a photographer? You know, if you're a life coach, how long is a session? How many sessions do you get in a package? How often do you meet with that client? Do they get email support? You know, if you're a yoga teacher, it's putting out your specific schedule. And I think sometimes where people get a hiccup is I think everybody speaks their language and they don't. So as a photographer, I see other photographers using fancy terms. Like they might put out there, you know, you get with your wedding album, you get this beautiful graphy album. Well, what's a graphy album? What does that mean? Your client doesn't know what that means. You need to define it into simple terms. As a yoga instructor, I see all the time, you know, different types of classes out there, but I don't know what that means. I don't know Sanskrit. I don't understand what you're telling me. So dumb it down. Put it into terms that people can understand, you know. Just because I don't understand Sanskrit doesn't mean that I'm not your perfect client, because it might be exactly the class I'm looking for. I just don't know what that title of the class means. And, you know, this just applies across the board in any realm of profession that you're doing. There's usually terms that we put out there and the potential client might not know what that means. You're speaking in professional speak. You're speaking in terms that people who do what you do understand, but you want that potential client to understand. So putting out their expectations of what the client is going to receive from you. You know, if you're very laid back, You know, maybe you want to put that out there that you're laid back. If you are very task oriented, put that out there. You know, there's people looking exactly for what it is that you are and what you offer. So as I said, you need to get real specific from these things. So far we have defining your perfect client, understanding what makes them tick, and then what do you want them to expect from you? So now I want to spend a little bit of time talking about those less than perfect clients that do come in the door. We've all had them, and there's a reason that we've had these clients, you know, and we never want them back again, but learning from these experiences helps us to refine and grow. Because like I said, we really can have only perfect clients, but you need to be super specific and you need to believe in yourself. We all have the power to change, but it starts with believing in yourself unconditionally. So, you know, think about who've been your less than perfect clients. What can you learn from them? You know, I've had clients try my patience. I've had them try to tell me what to do. I've had them try to direct the photo shoot. And it frustrates the heck out of me during those sessions. And I have had to sit back and reflect on this and understand what I was meant to learn from it. And I've come to realize that I've had to learn to practice patience. It's definitely not one of my strong points, but I now know that I want to attract clients who trust my abilities, believe in me, and know that I know what I'm doing. And therefore, I won't attract those clients anymore that are pushy and tell me what to do. There's a lesson to be learned in every client that we've had that has been a little bit less than perfect. And when we can start recognizing what it is when you're going, then you're going to start growing unbelievably. So I want you to think about some of those less than perfect clients. Maybe you've had a lot of them. And there's reasons for this. You know, maybe you're sending out mixed signals. Maybe your confidence level isn't high enough. Maybe you really do have some lessons that need to be learned. But I want to assure you that you can change all of that. You can change anything you want to change, but you have to believe in it and yourself. So, you know, think about those less than perfect clients and what it is that you can learn from it. So, like I said, you need to be super specific. When you're vague, like I said, you're going to get vague clients. You're going to get clients who don't necessarily meet the criteria of what you want in a perfect client. You know, it's an analogy that I hear a lot with attracting perfect clients is a lot of times we're running up and down the shoreline trying to direct people to our business, when in reality we should be that lighthouse, the shining that bright light from the shore, and then those people will naturally just be attracted and drawn to us. You know, when you're trying to target market everybody, you're really targeting nobody. So you need to get really specific with what it is that you want in a client. And you need to use some of these things that you're creating. You need to be using some of this on your website and in your marketing materials. And if you're a public speaker, things that you're speaking about, you need to tweak to be using all of these words and tweak things that you put out there to use some of these words so that you are attracting those only perfect clients. So I hope that this has been a helpful episode for you. Attracting perfect clients, you know, can get really tricky, but it's so critical. And once you start practicing these things, it becomes so much easier. It's just a second nature once you get going on it. You know, and we all want perfect clients, and we really can have only perfect clients. And I know sometimes, you know, it starts feeling frustrating and like it's not working. Like I said, you might continue to keep attracting the less than perfect clients, but that just means that there's still a lesson there for you to learn. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily doing something wrong. It just means that you need to refine your list and really believe in what that list is for your perfect client. So again, if you have any questions on today's podcast, be sure to tweet me at Amy Zellmer on Twitter and use the hashtag Perfect Client. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope that you will join me again on March 2nd, and we will be talking all about charging what you're worth. I hope that you will be inspired to grow your business and make more money doing what you love. I look forward to sharing this journey with you. And thank you so much for listening and being here today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and have an awesome day, everybody.